Okay, let's do this thing.
Montage!
I'm going to start with taking a move from the flake instead, which is suspicious mind, which allows me to know when someone is lying to me. That's all it does.
I took a move that makes it so that I can roll tough instead of charm when trying to manipulate people. Because good God, has that been a falling down block for me? Dang, I have no charm. This way, Lucas could just slam someone up against the wall and go, tell me what I want to know.
So you have to be intimidating them.
Yeah, I mean, is it an intimidation or is it like, oh, he's so tough?
No, cool? I mean, the thing says, like, that you can roll tough instead of charm. So, I mean, take that as you will.
But what does the move say? What's the name?
Fervor.
Fervor. All right. Which should indicate what kind of manipulation or seduction you're doing.
Well, it just
Wait,
says
hold on. You don't seduce anybody in this game. You just manipulate, right?
It's just a manipulate in general, so I don't know what that means in terms of...
Fervor, I would read it as you're so intense that people want to do what you say rather than you're charming and suave, right?
Okay, intense. That works. That is a term I understand.
All right, then. We'll start with Edgar in the morgue. You were owing the examiner a favor. You're serving as the test dummy for some students. So you're lying there naked, pulls a sheet over you. I'll be back in a couple minutes with the students. And he pulls the sheet up over your head.
Now, does he want me to suddenly sit up and go boo? Or just sit there and be and play dead?
It's instructed for you to be dead. So he goes away, you're laying there, and then you hear sound of movement, and another sort of footstep.
Obviously, there's someone in there, but I don't know who it is, so I'm just sort of waiting.
You wait there a while, and he comes back in. You can hear the number of people coming in, and then he pulls the sheet out. Edgar, what'd you do?
What? I didn't do anything.
What type of jokes you're playing? That body was a case. What'd you do with it?
Well, I take the sheets and maintain my modesty and sort of sit up and say, I didn't do anything. I just sat here. I just laid here. What body? I heard some sounds, but I didn't do anything. I thought you were in here getting taken care of something.
You were the only one in here. What'd you do with it? You hide it in one of the drawers?
Go ahead. Look, I haven't done anything. I've just been lying here. Moving bodies is not my forte, all right?
He's going and searching the drawers. The students are kind of looking at each other. What's going on here?
There's only two ways into this room?
There's a few doorways out.
It's not like I'm going to run around here in my all together moving bodies. That's, sick.
Well, yeah. So why'd you do it?
Maybe one of your interns came in here and moved the body.
Okay, guys, said lesson's over for today. Well, Edgar, you can leave. We can schedule this another time.
Who was the body? I mean...
Some guy. I think it was an accident or his wife killed him or something. I don't know. I hadn't done the full autopsy yet.
Thank you. After I get dressed, I'm going to go... Since we're in the police station, right?
Yeah.
I doubt I can get a case number off of him. But, yeah, I'll go upstairs and visit Childs and see if she's heard anything about this.
All right.
Get a cup of coffee, two cups of coffee and a donut for her.
What's your goal here?
My goal is to find out who the body was. And I heard sounds. I didn't look, but, at least she knows weird things happen around Edgar.
Okay, so about... Time you get up here, and she's like, what body? There's some more commotion, and someone's like, hey, they found a body of some guy away from the morgue, laying in one of the hallways there.
It wasn't me. I hand her the coffee and donut. I was just down there laying in the slab, waiting for the the peep show with his Roberts, with Roberts and his interns. Who was that guy? I mean, did have the ID of the body? He's probably got a toe tag.
She like gets on the computer and looks up Richard Roberts.
Any relation
to who?
To Roberts, the coroner. I just gave him a last name.
No.
Was it death by misadventure or death by murder?
That wasn't determined yet. He got in some sort of argument or something with the wife. He ended up falling down the stairs. Whether she pushed him or it was an accident has yet to be determined.
Interesting. We probably should keep an eye on this one. Because I heard some sounds in there. I didn't look, but I heard some sounds. It wouldn't be too amiss to wonder if he got up and took a little walk first before he fell down again.
Great.
When Doc opens him up, that might take care of it.
Great. So do you want to be there for that then?
No, because I'd be tempted to bring a big old thing of salt to dump into the body.
All right. Well, I'll let you know if I think there's anything for you or your people.
All right. Thanks.
And we'll cut to Lucas and Mark. One of Lucas's hunter friends is Steven. He's been tracking this one vampire she's been real doing a good job of staying low key and not being noticed. But you know, Lucas, I got the nose for him. I can always spot him. I can find him. I'm like a hound dog. I can smell him out.
Yep, you might call yourself a bloodhound.
Yeah.
Well, where is she?
So she's been staying at this apartment here, and you guys are walking down the alley of this apartment building. She's got a place up on the top floor there. And about that time, a black van comes driving quickly down the alley, stops there at the back of the apartment building. The door to the apartment building opens up, and you see four of those black ops guys are carrying out a woman. Looks like she's been shot a few times, manacled. What do you do?
Well, I'm going to look at Dad, because he seems to know what to do in these situations.
Crap.
Plus, I did promise to consult with you before I act next time, so here I am consulting with you.
Well, what the hey? I guess I will walk up to the driver's side window and tap on it.
If you walk towards there, they may be gone by the time you get there. I mean, they're hustling to the back of the van. And
we didn't hear any gunshots or anything, right?
No. But these guys use, like, silenced weapons usually, so. Which you can probably see hanging from their shoulders.
Guessing we probably should rescue her, if only to get information.
You know what? Let's just follow them. It's a vampire, after all.
You can tell, Mark, it's the woman vampire who came to visit you in the night.
Oh, shit. Of course. Crap. I probably owe her a favor. Yeah, I guess I'll go running towards the van. Say, hey, I have business with her.
What's your intent here?
My intent is to get them to stop, maybe, and hopefully not run me over.
The two carrying her, well, just continue to carry her, throw her in the back of the van. The other two turn, looking at you, grabbing their weapons.
I figured that much. As I get closer so I'm not shouting at them, I say, she's an informant. You can't just pull her off the streets. I need the information she has.
This is our business.
Well, yeah, but your business and my business are kind of overlapping right now.
Yeah, I don't think so. And they're putting her in the van, closing the doors. The two get in, two with her, throw her in, close the doors behind them. The other two are backing up, keeping you in sight towards the van.
Yeah, well, I'm not bulletproof. I just got out of the hospital, so I don't want to rush right back in. Are you going to destroy her, or will I be able to talk to her later?
We'll take care of it. You don't need to worry about it at all. They jump in the van, shut the door.
I'll grab one of them by the arm as they're sliding the door shut. Hopefully not on my arm. I have business with that creature.
No, you don't. knocks your arm off and slams the door shut.
And I'll let them and make sure I take a step back so they don't run over my toes.
Oh, I'm getting real tired of them messing with our business.
And they're driving off.
I really want to take a pot shot at the van.
Steve, put the iron away.
Just the tires. Just the tires.
They have us seriously outgunned, and they have no problem using their weapons in city limits.
Well, there goes our one informant.
I know, but we pretty much know where they're going to take her. Maybe we have a chance to get her back later.
Not entirely sure. Every vampire they've ever taken hasn't shown up again.
I know. That's why we got it. That's why we have to act tonight. Let's get the team together.
Steven, you in on this?
I'm more the vampire hunter, not the special ops team hunter.
Right, but we're hunting the vampire that the special ops team took. I'll make it worth your while.
So they got her. Somebody got her. I mean, what's the matter?
Right.
I can understand from your perspective, another bloodsucker off the street.
Go home, Steven. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, all right. But I was right. I told you. I knew she was here.
That doesn't do us a whole hell of a lot of good, does it?
Well, I suppose not. But I'll find another one.
You do that.
There's always more.
All right. Amanda.
Yes.
You're out at your cabin. Now you probably hear the car pull up there and hear a knock on your door.
No premonitions?
We'll work it in here somewhere.
Cool. Okay, so she's still boxing things up for, you know, whatever move she's planning. So I don't think she... what time of day is it?
5-6 in the evening.
All right. Well, I don't think she'll think anything weird of that, so she'll just go and open the door.
Okay, there's a middle-aged gentleman in a suit there. Amanda Gilbert. I am August Wilkes. And extend his hand.
I guess she looks around and grabs a rag, wipes her hands because she's been handling things that have been greasy and dusty. And then actually she just wipes it on her ratty jacket and then extends her hand. I'm she. Are you here for the house?
Not exactly. I am interested in obtaining your help. I know you have a peculiar talent.
What sort of talent are you talking about, Mr.? Oh, what was his name?
Wilkes.
Wilkes, yes.
A talent with the supernatural.
So she kind of looks a mite nervous maybe at that, and then she goes, are you with the society?
No.
Then how do you know?
I'm a well-informed individual and have been doing my research in this area.
Is he alone?
He's the only one at the door.
Okay, can I see the car from here?
Are you craning your head out to look around?
Yeah. She doesn't hide it.
Yeah, you see a guy standing next to the driver door at the car.
I guess she just she doesn't quite know how to react to this. This has never happened before, I think. So I think she just sort of steps back and goes, come on in.
Thank you.
Excuse the mess. I'm in the middle of, you see.
Where are you moving to, if I may ask?
Haven't decided. She'll fix him without asking, she goes to fix them a cup of coffee each. And she goes so what kind of help do you want?
I need help with a particular ritual. Your talents would be very useful.
Is this a dangerous ritual, Mr. Wilkes?
Well, certainly if somebody was not performing it properly, that's why I'm coming to you.
And what do you hope to achieve with this ritual?
I have a certain condition, malady, that I'm hoping to alleviate.
Is he lying to me?
No, he's not.
All right, interesting. So I think, she hands him a cup and goes, sure, you're dying.
In a way, yes.
What would this involve? What would it entail? I'm not into the whole blood, guts, and sacrifice thing.
Well, there'll be no people harmed in this ritual.
Okay, I think she plops herself down in this ratty old comfy chair. And she goes, so what were you thinking for compensation?
Well, you are looking to move. I'm sure I can provide enough compensation for you to move somewhere nice.
Well, if you have enough scratch to keep a driver or a bodyguard with you, I suppose you would have the means. I think, yeah, she drinks up the coffee and she says, all right, Mr. Wilkes, you have a deal.
Excellent. We'll be performing this this Saturday night. I send my driver to pick you up.
That works for me.
I'm hoping this will work out well for both of us.
Let's hope so, yeah. Did he drink at all?
Yeah. Yeah, if you gave him coffee, he sipped it a little. My future is in your hands.
Good cutting moment. Awesome.
All right. So, I roll your premonitions now.
That's an 11. I want to miss sometime. That would be lovely. Yeah, so that's a detailed vision of something bad that is yet to happen.
So then I think after he leaves, shut the door, maybe you're sitting back down your coffee, pondering what exactly you're going to be doing with the whole ritual thing. You know, and then suddenly you bang. First you get a shot. It looks like almost like it's a TV picture, like a press conference. There's a man and a woman standing there taking some questions. Looks like maybe politicians or something because they're not young and good-looking enough to be celebrities.
Okay.
Then you get another shot of the two of them, like in an office or something. You see the man puts his hand on the shoulder of the woman and leans towards her, and you kind of just see the back of him, and she's kind of jerks a bit in surprise or alarm at something, and then he moves back so then you can actually see her. She has kind of a blank expression and glassy-eyed look to her, and your vision fades. Amanda's not a person who watches the news and stuff a lot, so I don't think she would recognize me. Yeah, so you don't recognize these people.
Yeah, I think, she doesn't have good coverage out here. So I think, what day is it today? Like, the ritual was Saturday.
This is probably Thursday.
You know, just for utility. I mean, they're kind of on a weird, shaky professional basis, her and the team right now. So I think she just goes and hops into the truck and drives down to Trouble Fixers just to use the internet, essentially. And maybe bump into one of or two of them, see if they can make sense of some of this vision stuff.
Mark, Lucas, you guys coming back to Trouble Fixers or going right out to...
Well, definitely going to Trouble Fixers.
Yep.
Need to gather the goods.
Edgar probably be there too, because he may want to mention about a certain body that may have moved of its own accord.
All right, so you're all there. What do you do?
I'm probably on the computer. I'm trying to look up any news reports on Richard Roberts and his death.
Yeah, he's a reasonably wealthy businessman, property owner. Their
first wife?
Yes. The news are there, depending on where you go, there's some supposition about, oh, did the wife do him in, you know, for the money? Was this an accident? You know, nobody has the details.
Any kids?
Yeah, they're grown.
Anyway, Richard Roberts, I think I heard him get up and take a walk. I didn't look. I thought it was the coroner messing about. And was naked under a sheet.
That I didn't need to know.
And Lucas just kind of goes, like his eyebrow goes up.
Anyway, Roberts, hopefully we'll hear what happened. I did plant in Chell's head that she might want to fill his body full of salt. Is that the right place to put the salt for zombies?
I find burning them just tends to work best, but zombies usually stay animated. I don't get the walk off and then fall over. You know, it doesn't sound like a successful possession or
Didn't we have a body hopper out there? And I realized we should make that plural. But I thought we took care of the one then in that old mansion. But anyway, that one was looking for live bodies, not dead bodies.
They could have settled for a junker while looking for a Cadillac.
Could also been a witchcraft thing. This town freaking reeks of witches.
Yeah, that's Amanda's cue to walk in.
I fill in Amanda on what happened to me, and I got a picture of him up on the screen. There, that's him and his wife at some to-do in downtown for some charity event.
Do these people look like the people from my vision?
No, though, in the picture in the background, you see the guy.
All right, so I point to that guy, and I say, I just saw something with that guy.
All right.
Who's that?
Let me hit Imager and see what they got in their pictures. Start looking through the pictures, see if I can find a better picture of the guy, maybe with a caption.
Alan Freeman, he's another wealthy guy, entrepreneur, been big lately for making a lot of big deals.
Does he have a wife?
No.
Is there like a single computer here, or do we have several? Like, what's the setup?
Yeah, what's set, Mark?
Cheap.
All right, so
the single computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Amanda will like gently shove shoulder.
Gently
shove.
No, not shove. Gently shoulder. She'll like hold on, and she'll
go ahead. Sit down.
For, like, I
got my phone.
She'll like search for press conferences, recent press conferences with this guy, with this Freeman guy. See if she recognizes anything.
So Gilbert, what did you see?
It's more to identify if she can find the two people that she saw at once. Like, she probably has a feeling that whatever press conference she saw is in the future. So it's more to find the specific two people, not just him.
He is meeting with Senator Clark tomorrow, discussing some taxation bill that he has a big interest in.
What was the name besides Clark?
Senator Sarah Clark.
Does she look like, if I look her up, does she look like the person in question?
Yes.
All right. So once I know, I swivel around in your cheap-ass creaky chair, and I go, I point to the screen like, this guy, he's, I don't know what he's doing, but he's going to do something bad with the senator, this one. There was a press conference, and I think afterwards, he did something and she was like blank. I don't know if she was dead or in a trance or something, but it can't be good.
He's taking lobbying to the next level.
There's something going on with them tomorrow. I mean, we could always go hunting corpses later.
Over your shoulder, look and see, where is the conference being held at? Is it being held in town?
Yeah, it's here in town.
Okay, phone out. I'll give Charles a call and find out if the police are providing extra security for this event.
Sure, they're providing some security, yeah.
Liz, here's the thing. We think Freeman may be putting the whammy on Senator Clark. And I would love to see the two of them kept separate as much as possible after the conference.
We need to be there. That's what,
Amanda
says.
Liz, is this a catered event?
Press conference. And then they're having a meeting. It's not.
So no hors d'oeuvres or drinks or anything. Okay, yeah.
And if they're having a press conference, that means the meeting itself is not open to the public.
Correct.
What level of credential do you need to get in there? Do you actually, are we talking, real press, or are we talking internet press?
It's a senator. I'm pretty sure that the security is going to be something that you just don't bullshit your way through.
Unless you're a professional con man.
Unless you're a professional bullshitter.
Yeah. I may have to call in a favor tomorrow, but we'll see.
Well, before you call in favors here, it sounds like we have two cases of the dead and one case of the living. And I'm, unfortunately, in this case, I think we need to work to protect the living.
I'll let Lara know what we're going to do, so she won't be surprised. And then hang on.
Edgar, you're three steps ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, for one thing, go up on Blogger and create a new website. And so I have a website you can point to and see if I can just pull some fake news feeds onto it and make it look like, hey, we're an internet news team.
We?
Always. I need a cameraman, patting Mark on the shoulder.
Not everyone just uses selfie sticks these days.
And we might need a sound person.
Lucas might be actually a better candidate for that.
I took a semester of filmography in school.
Yeah,
wait a second.
Definitely.
You know what? This is a young person thing. I'll look at Lucas. Comb comes out, brush the hair that way.
But yeah. Leave my hair alone.
Eyeliner and no eyeliner.
I'm now picturing Lucas as the bad guy from the ending of The Bodyguard. Camera, gun. Yeah, let's. So we're setting up a bullshit credentials thing. Ourselves off as a news team. Okay.
I'm missing something here. Why are we setting ourselves up as a news team?
So we can get into the conference and maybe get Amanda press conference and get Amanda close enough to them that she can, do what you do well.
Whatever thing you saw, Gilbert, why does that have to be at the conference?
Oh, I don't think it was at the conference. I think it was at the meeting afterwards. They were alone, as far as I could see.
Well, looking at the where they're doing, it's in the same building.
Oh, crap. Okay, yeah. I see where you're coming at now.
We need to get in the building.
I think we have a decent enough reason. And if we end up in trouble, I'm sure Childs can bail us out.
Hopefully.
Do you have any specific moves, any of your moves? That covered it.
Let me check. I'm checking mine right now.
I think maybe it's going to be manipulate to sell that you are press. You want to sell your press? Let us in.
So do we just want to skip to the next day? And
does anybody else want to do anything?
Well, I was going to borrow the computer.
Sure. A moment. Just a moment.
You can check your Facebook page later.
Yeah.
I wasn't checking my Facebook page.
You have a phone, right? Sarah Mann is just going to diss you and go search for this August or Augustus Wilkes. Just general information.
Amanda, give me like investigate a mystery. I guess
all right, cool. I don't suppose there are any ghosts in the machine that I can talk to.
I have pretty good virus software.
So hold one.
All right.
Yeah, so I guess what I want to know is what's being concealed here, like about him.
By king stuff in the internet, you can maybe find his name in connection with the Lambert Holdings.
Who were they again? Were they the ones who owned the farm?
Estate, yeah.
And when you say in connection with, how do you mean?
You don't find a lot on him. You can say that he's maybe some owner, part owner, works for Lambert Holdings.
All right. Maybe Lucas is like itching to go use the computer and Amanda is like stops. Like she just stops dead and she's like, guys, were Lambert Holdings those people who owned that farm?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck.
Look up you. Oh, who's this Wilkes guy?
He offered me a job just today.
I turn and look. As what, his maid?
She gives you like a not too amused look.
I'm gonna save you the trouble and smack him upside the head for you.
Ow.
Mouth shut.
Guess I should have asked a little deeper, but he's doing some ritual.
And Amanda, it was a kind of a strange thing when Lucas stepped over and slapped Edgar aside the head. Lucas's shadow, it almost looked like the shadow of a cloaked, hooded figure holding a scythe. I mean, that's strange.
Okay, she blinks. And maybe she halts a bit in her, like, he wanted me to do a ritual.
What kind of ritual?
Nothing unsavory, according to Wilkes, but something about saving his life.
Now, from everything I've learned so far, magic is kind of like does like. So if you want to save a life, you have to get a life.
That's Saturday, though. Let's put that on the agenda.
Yeah, that's sounds like a great Saturday night out, yeah. And he's involved with Lambert?
In some regard.
I sort of shoulder over. You know, you're not putting out his seat. I start looking up Richard Roberts. Is he any way connected with Lambert also? Should I roll for that?
Sure, roll.
12. What's being concealed here? Is Richard Roberts part of the Lambert group?
By the way, what did you take for your sixth improvement?
What did
I think
take?
At six, you can start upgrading your moves. Or you can advance the moves. So you can have an effect on 12 plus, right?
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, I'm having an advanced move. You may ask the keeper any question you want.
You have to advance that, though, right? You don't just get that because you're at six.
I think once you hit the sixth advancement or improvement, you can choose to upgrade. I think it's three. I'm just giving you the heads up that you, instead of taking that plus cool, you could have upgraded or advanced like three of these basic moves that you have.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe in the next one. But yeah, anyway, I'm asking him, you know, what's being concealed here about old Wilkes, about old Richard Roberts.
In terms of connection to Lambert Holdings?
Yeah.
If you had advanced it, you could have asked specifically what is his connection to Lambert Holdings.
But I didn't do that.
No. And now he can answer whatever he wants.
You can find a couple real estate deals, nothing too major.
So I got two more. What was he going to do, Richard Roberts, before he was killed?
Like, what deals was he involved in or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Was there some pending deals going on?
He was dealing with Alan Freeman. Apparently, Freeman got a really great deal on some property outside of town.
What happened here? And this is in regards to that deal with him and Freeman.
Everybody seems to think that Roberts got taken on the deal. That Freeman really got for real cheap.
And then Roberts falls down the stairs, dead. Who wants to take a bet that Mrs. Roberts had a visitor?
Not touching that bet.
You've seen Manchurian Candidate, haven't you?
No.
Seems to me that Freeman is some sort of sorcerer or monster, and he's messing with people, getting what he wants.
To keep Roberts from reneging on the deal, because even though you may have signed the contract, you still have some time to go, yeah, no, let's not do this. And
Uncle, let me on that thing.
Sure. And it's possible that he was thinking about backing out of the deal.
Amanda, what did you say Freeman's full name was?
Alan.
And he's going to look up this guy on the dark web to see if he's like offering his sorceress services or being a contract killer or something.
Sorcerer for hire.
And you'd be surprised what's on the dark web.
I think that's investigative mystery. He doesn't seem like the lackey type to me, but, you know, whatever.
I think that's investigative mystery. I don't know.
You're not going to find anything.
On any of these names, I'm not going to find anything?
Yeah, no, nobody's been out there.
I don't think they're hired guns.
Yeah.
All right, so meanwhile, I think Amanda's helping Mark, like, assemble a faux news team set up, right, with the right cameras and such.
So if I'm going to be the face of this thing, you got to teach me what to say, Uncle. Never been in front of a camera before, just behind it.
So Amanda just shakes her head. She points to our con man and goes, reporter. And she points to Lucas, cameraman. She points to Mark, sound technician. She points to herself, makeup.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, done. Let's do this. Let's prep and sleep.
I sort of look at her and say, I'm going to have, no offense, Amanda, but do you have a black hair dye? As I reach up and touch my gingered colored hair?
Oh, we can buy some tomorrow.
Okay.
Or tonight, I guess. But all that we can cover in like scene transition. We can see what we've done, right?
Do you want to advance to the press conference?
I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Are you guys going to try to bring your weapons into this?
No.
No.
I'm not walking in with a hunting rifle and a shotgun.
And I'm not walking in with a pistol strapped to my leg.
Yeah. I've got my Leatherman.
So then we advance to coming up to the security and they're checking your credentials.
I would appreciate some help from my fellow film crew.
No problem, boss.
Manipulate somebody, that's my charm. Yep, I come up and present my... I probably had to talk to Liz about about getting a pass from her. What would it look like if she can get me a pass? That would be my move, actually. The friend of the force.
She helps you by giving you samples of the appropriate stuff, but she's not one issuing.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll fake one.
If I'm helping out on this role, can I use my fervor move or no?
Help out is cool.
Oh, help out is cool.
Mark should totally do the helping. No offense.
Yeah, Mark, help.
It's good to be trustworthy. No. It's on the mustache.
Oh, wait. You only get your 10 plus when you're fighting a monster. We're not fighting a monster. Shit. Okay.
I still have a plus 2.
Okay, fair.
So what are we calling our faux internet news service?
Wait, is it charm or cool?
Cool.
That's only a plus 1.
It's not a service. It's a person kind of thing, like Tim Pool or whoever, right? So you have your fake reporter name, internet celebrity reporter name.
Open mic.
You know, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah. Mike Chambers from Open Mic News Service. And I present my card. Yeah, we're here for the press conference.
All right, make your roll.
We'll see if I need help from Mark or not. It's a 7. If I get Mark, that only would make it an 8. That still doesn't make.
This is just for you. Your team can't come in.
I'll burn some luck.
You know, I think I'll take the suggestion and I'll burn a point of luck and make it a 12.
All right.
But someone from my past will show up.
So, yeah, you guys are let in. There's the room. Is your guys just going to stand there with the press till they show up, or what's the plan?
I have to stay to make it, like, legit, so.
I think Amanda's just going to, like, leave you there for the moment, and then she's going to, you know, slip away under the pretense of finding a restroom with the intent of, like, finding the...
Green room?
The room in question she can recognize from her vision, right?
Okay. That sounds like gacked under pressure.
Sounds fair. Here we go.
Mark experience.
Oh, I mustn't forget, yes. So I think she's decked out in like cargo pants, a tank top, like a double tank top with like makeup bag across her shoulder, like big glasses and a baseball cap. Vaguely undercover, right? And, you know, she starts to duck out of the conference room.
Yeah, I think you go wandering around opening doors and such, and yeah, you see like a guy who's probably a security guy or something, and then there's somebody else is kind of talking to him and diverting his attention, and you open a door, and there is Alan Freeman with a makeup person there doing his makeup before the press conference. They both turn and look at you.
I guess I say, oh, sorry, wrong door. Where's the restroom?
Should be back to the east.
East? Is this... And she, like, takes a step back and, like, points to like, right, left, down the corridor.
Yeah, that's right.
She points both ways, right? So
that way.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. Sorry. Have a good speech. Like she's probably really awkward. And then she like heads off like sweating bullets.
And that security guy sees you coming out. It's like, hey, what are you doing here?
Looking for the restroom?
Points down there.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Had so much coffee this morning. Sorry.
This is TMI.
Which is what nervous people do. So yeah, I guess she heads down toward the restroom and is like, shit.
All right. Everybody else hanging out with the press?
Yeah, just trying to solidify that we belong here.
Mike Chambers here for Open Mic News, the news that always tells you what's going to happen tomorrow.
Because you're fucking around with that stuff. So Amanda comes back, I guess, unless you want to isolate me somewhere.
No, you can come back.
Okay, so she comes back. She's like, I almost bumped into him. I did bump into him. He's getting ready for the press conference. I couldn't get past the security.
So he wasn't wearing his ceremonial robes or anything like that?
This isn't funny, Mark. I mean, I could have been caught, right?
We definitely need to find out where they're going to go afterwards.
I may be able to get a beat on that later. But if my tuning in's going to work, I'm probably going to have to be pretty close.
How close?
We're in the same building, you know.
We're going to be in the same room, but we're back here. All right, guys. Let's get closer to the front. And I start walking forward through the crowd. I'm heading to the front.
I'm right behind him.
Excuse me. Open mic.
Maybe this is a time for Lucas to use his tough manipulation.
Yeah.
Elbow people out of the way.
It's a big way, real news coming through.
Real news, not fake news. Real news coming through.
New media, people.
I'll definitely help you out with that.
Yes, please do. I'm probably going to need it.
Okay.
12.
Oh, never mind.
You're nastier looking than the average news people, and they're like, geez, what the hell is...
Nobody stands in the way of new media.
Lucas has that child killer look on his face.
You know?
And then I'll motion Mandy up. I need a touch-up. Then you can stand right over there next to the front of the room.
You'll pretend to be a makeup person.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
I love how Edgar is more egotistical, that he gets more camera time than the actual news conference does. Seems to fit.
All right, so then somebody comes out and announces the senator and Mr. Freeman. They come out and Mr. Freeman's talking about a new era in industry, working with government to help build a better America. Ms. Clark she hasn't agreed to everything, so she's more of a politician, saying things without actually saying anything.
They're lying, right?
Of course, everything they're saying is lying. The amount of truth is, that was true.
That was true and you just missed it, yeah.
They got their names right.
They field a few questions.
Oh.
You got to seem legit. I'm sorry.
Yes. So with this Mike Chambers of Open Mic News, this tax bill you're proposing, that sort of removes from the revenue stream necessary tax dollars that would help support the city and the infrastructure. When we all know infrastructure is falling behind, how can you justify actually reducing the tax load on businesses?
The money will be reinvested into the business to create more jobs and increase the tax base for the rising tide lifting all boats.
Boats?
Fan mail for the GM.
That may be, but some boats are leakier than others.
Yeah, you don't get a follow-up. You're internet press. You don't get a follow-up.
Okay, so while they're doing this and I'm close enough, I attempt to tune in to Freeman.
All right. Spooky.
Spooky. Plus weird. I'd love to miss on one of these moves at some point because they're so juicy. Unfortunately, that's a 10. So I hold 3.
Okay.
And I'm going to hold on to them for right now. Actually, I'm going to spend one hold and I'm going to ask, what's it planning to do? Actually, I'm going to hold on to it until the press conference is over, and then I'm going to ask what's it planning to do right now.
Okay, so yeah, then the news conference ends, and they make their way out of the room as you're doing your spooky thing, trying to read him as he's going out. He's going to add her to the hive.
Hellstorm.
Good answer.
That's spooky for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you are looking around to, you know, probably share this with your...
Yeah.
Luke is a shadow. You see that Reaper again. Maybe that's just how... Yeah, maybe it was just the way Mark was holding the boom that looked like a scythe on cast on Luke as a shadow.
Hive. Haven't we heard that before?
I don't think so. It's always been the farm or the estate.
Well, a farm's a... could be... No.
Raspy. Yeah.
Raspy.
Yeah, yeah. They're clearing us out. I'll
grab a... have a chitinous membrane, did he?
I had too much coffee this morning. I'm heading to the men's room.
Dad, can we go back to the van? I need some Tylenol.
Guys, we cannot split up right now. I mean, in moments, he's going to put the whammy on.
I'll lean for it. And you need to go to the bathroom too, Amanda.
What, do we need to all hold hands and go to the bathroom together?
It was that bad takeout, remember?
Right, I remember.
Pack up the gear and exit stage left.
And so see if we can sneak around.
So where did he go? Like, speaking of stage left and right, which direction did he go?
That's my next question from TuneIn. I want to ask, where's the creature right now?
They and a couple others are getting in an elevator at this hotel and going up.
A specific elevator?
The west elevator.
So I share this with the others. And I go, and any chance we could figure out how to... where they would be going, where are the conference rooms in this place?
I sort of give you this look. He's going to the suites on the top floor. They have
are you
big...
psychic?
No, he's been in this building before, remember?
Yeah. I've been in many hotels before, and the top floor is where they had the executive suites.
All right.
And they usually have a big open area for doing things in.
Does that sound like what I saw?
Yes.
We can try taking the elevator, but we'll get stuck in it. So I look at the fire escape, because there's always a fire escape and it's always open.
Yeah, I don't think this is an old building with an external...
No, this is an internal... This is the internal stair. This is the internal fire escape.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Fire stair.
How many stories is this building?
Yeah, how many stairs are we climbing?
Out of breath, many.
Yeah.
Out of breath, possibly falling behind, many.
So that when we get to the 11th floor, we can lean over and say, let me know when we get to the 24th so I can throw up.
It's not that big of a town.
I mean, 10 stories.
Unless the hotel's built within, its conference center is probably only 5 stories tall.
What's the plan?
Well, there's going to be key carded at the top, so we're going to need to. So we're going to have to pick a lock. I look at Mark.
Well, I can give that a handyman type of try.
Are you guys hoping to beat them up there, or?
Well,
I think that's futile.
So you're running up there, Mark's trying to jimmy the lock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just trying to get at them, right, before he does his thing.
I was just wondering if I could put my ear to the door and see if there's anyone on the other side. Just, you know, so we're not surprised by anything.
Maybe read a bad situation? What you're trying to do, I guess.
Yeah, sure. That's 10.
Oh, hey.
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? Is my first one.
You probably hear security guys talking and talking to the local police will go check the stairways and building security into and out of the building, and security for the senator is going to take care of the room.
Okay, can I tell how far away they are?
Not too far.
Okay.
If you can hear them, they're not too far.
So I'm going to relay that to the rest of the team.
I whip out the old phone and I'm calling Childs.
Okay,
Liz, we need a diversion. Something that they will pull the security away from the door. We're in the, we're in the west stairwell. Maybe something to get them over to the east stairwell long enough for us to get past them, because it sounds like something's going down on with the senator.
Give me a charm and manipulate.
I'm just going to hold those other two, because I have one that we will need shortly.
8.
I can delay our search of that stairwell, but I can't do anything about the senator security.
Okay. get the door. Oh, get that door open, and we're going to have to bum rush on those guys.
You know, hey, we're acting under pressure. And that door just sings to me.
All right. You can open the door. What's the plan now?
Either we walk in and BS our way in, or we bum rush them and try to
knock them out without sound.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the open mic shtick might work.
We BS our way in.
Yeah, just because the conference stopped doesn't mean the news stops.
Camera, sound, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this.
Open the door up. Stand there. Open mic news. We're on the top floor, and we're about to go see if we can talk to Senator Clark and get some more information about the situation. You know, I turn and start walking, you know, purposely toward the two security guards.
Press conference is over here. How do you get up here? What are you doing here? Get out.
I pull out what looks like a key card and said, yeah, we had a key card. And
one of them's coming up in front of you. The other one's talking on it. It was walkie-talkie.
We're the press. There's a right. The people need the right to know what's being taken from them.
Tell me what your goal is, how you think you're going to achieve it. Because you're just saying, I'm the press, let me in. Probably not going to work.
Yeah, it would be a good way to get past these guys.
You know what? Amanda's going to walk up to the one who's like starting to talk in the walkie-talkie, and she's going to knee him in the crotch and start screaming like, he touched me! He touched my boob! You fucked it! Right?
Damn it! I guess you're just trying to make this as a messy diversion type thing.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll call it act under pressure to work for that.
All right. That's a miss, unless somebody helps.
I could help.
How do you help?
Yeah.
You have the camera.
Yeah, I have the camera. So I'm going to be like,
zoom up and, you know,
essentially zoom up and look at between her and the guy and her and the guy and go, this is going on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Can more than one person help?
Well, more of you can roll, but only one counts, I think.
Go for it, Lucas. Yes.
Your goal here is to get their attention. So you've got that.
And Lucas exposes himself to trouble or danger.
Mm-hmm. And now Mark and Edgar need to get into the room while we're distracting people.
Well, I did say I do know sleight of hand. And I bet the security officer next to me has a key card for the room. I'm going to try to pick his pocket.
While he's being flummoxed about being a sex offender. Okay.
You know, microphone in his face saying, so why do you feel you have the need to reach out and touch someone like that?
I guess act under pressure to pick his pocket.
And I just make it. Give me a worse hard choice or a price to pay.
You can get it, but you're going to know it's gone and you're going to be a prime suspect.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Got the key.
What do you do then? Move quickly here because they're called for other people.
He knows I have it. I wave in front of his face. We're going to talk to the senator about this. I go over to the door and put in and unopen the door.
Okay, well, he is going to grab you and restrain you.
Well, I'm going to do my best not to get grabbed and restrained.
I think this is where Mark has to stumble into his path and protect someone.
Give him the mic.
drop the boom mic into his face. He gets the fuzzy mic in his face.
You're not trying to oppress the press.
So roll plus tough then to protect him, I guess.
I'm just looking at, let me look my moves real quick to see if there's something. I don't know what could go wrong with apply or not. Whenever you charge into immediate danger without hedging your bets, hold two?
I don't think that's...
Okay.
Guys have already charged into immediate danger.
Okay, well, we'll make a roll. Wish me luck, folks. A 10 with a plus 0. He still scores. Eat mustache.
It sounds like you're trying to do a hold him back.
Right, just to keep him from grabbing a hold of Edgar. Or yeah. Open mic, as the case may be.
Your boom mic has like a staff holding it across his chest.
I guess. It makes me wider.
Lucas and Amanda are having the discussion with the guy who got kneed in the crotch. And Edgar.
I think Lucas is quite generally enraged by this because he just is sick of this.
As I walk by and go to the door, I grab him. Come on, we need to confront the senator.
If Lucas and Amanda aren't dealing with that guy, you're not getting in there because he's going to be able to stop you.
I walk past and snatch the camera out of your hand.
Oh, that's going to free me up to do what I want to do with this guy. Thank you for being an enabler. I'm going to try and knock him out.
Okay, so Edgar grabs camera, is going in the room. And Lucas, you're just going to take a swing at this guy?
Yeah, he ticked me off. I'm going to take a swing at this guy.
All he's done is tried to recover from getting kneed in the crotch.
Yes.
Calm down. Well, the other security is coming up. We'll sort this out. Just calm down.
I'm so tempted to just, like, say, like, I am so sick and tired of you idiots getting in our way. And just, like, pummeling him with his fist. But I would have to be compelled to do it, so.
So, Edgar, you're opening the door and you're going in.
Camera in hand, and I'm, you know, and I realize it's been recording.
Yeah, I know my stuff.
All right, you go in there and... There's the senator and Mr. Freeman. And
does she look glassy-eyed or?
No. What are you doing? There's no press in here.
Then I walk to Freeman. So, you're planning to buy up portions of town and you're planning to turn them into what?
Get out of here. We've answered all questions at the press conference. We'll issue a statement after our meeting here. Get out of here.
I'm looking at the camera. We're streaming live right now. What is your plans?
You've just broken into this hotel room. And you've recorded it live.
Yes.
What do you think your goal here is, Edgar? I'm struggling.
I'm just basically trying to just be as obnoxious as I can. And basically, if he was planning to do some sort of ceremony or whatever, I'm going to just totally disrupt it and hopefully drive the senator from the room. So she's not here anymore. I'm going full Edgar mode on him. Just making shit up. And then how he's planning to buy up everything and then basically turn us all into wage slaves for his...
Well, you're there being obnoxious. You outside the room see the police are coming up and they're taking you guys into custody. They're coming into the room. They're going to grab Edgar and take him out.
Any way I can convince the senator to leave before I get drugged out?
How would you convince her?
I mean, if you can con her into thinking that this guy is totally dirty... Maybe you could temporarily at least break up the plan to have a meeting, right?
Yeah, I'm basically saying, so are you complicit with this, Senator? Are you willing to sell the citizens of this state down the road for this slime bag?
Give me a manipulate then.
You know, I'm going to spend luck. What the hell? I want her out of here.
All right. Police are coming in and thing custody. That you hear the senator say to Dr. Freeman, there's been too much disruption. We'll have to do this another time. And she's going to be leaving. You've broken up the meeting, at least.
And I turn and look and say, hi, Liz.
And she slams you up against the wall.
Yeah. I have the right to remain silent. I have a right to an attorney.
Please, please remain silent. Yeah, so you guys all are going to get cuffed and taken into custody.
Thanks, mm-hmm. Edgar.
Cut to sometime later at the station.
So I guess the important question is, who's going to bail us out?
Well, I'm sure...
Edgar's got bail's bond on speed dial.
You guys get bailed out, but you've got legal troubles in the future.
Well, Jonathan's a good lawyer, so...
Temporary insanity. He thought he was a news reporter.
What's your plan? What are you going to do?
We got to take down this hive before our court date, because we may not get a chance afterwards.
I look at Amanda. Yeah. Could you visit Mrs. Roberts and see if she's part of this hive?
Yeah, I guess I could. What would we gain from it, though?
Well, if you figure out how the hive works, we might be able to figure out how to get them out of the hive. Aww. And you're the one with the mojo.
Maybe.
Besides, if he's just putting women into the hive, that's creepy.
We don't know any about that.
We'll see. I bet he's got a harem going, though.
All right, well, what are the rest of you going to do?
I'm going to be talking to Jonathan about, you know, what our defense is going to be.
As you guys are there in the station figuring out what you're going to do, one of the police officers comes in. All right, we got to move you. And is putting the cuffs on everybody.
Move us?
Why?
Where's your court order?
You're possibly assaulting a senator. The feds want to talk to you.
Is he telling the truth?
He is not.
Spooky seven.
I think Amanda's just going to cross her arms and go, yeah, sure, buddy. Show me the paperwork.
You cross your arms, Amanda. He's going to just grab you, push you over against the wall and start trying to get your hands behind you and cuff you.
What do the rest of you do?
I'm gonna jump at him, go try to pull the guy away from Amanda, because that just smacks of the black suit guys, and I really want to take a pot shot at one of them.
Okay, so you're gonna kick some ass here. Go ahead.
Real quick yes, question: I am. Is this police officer the same one that visited me weeks ago? The thrall?
No.
Okay.
You did see he was there at the hotel.
Yeah, but there are a lot of cops at the hotel.
Yes.
I think while you're dealing with him, I'm gonna use telepathy and get inside his head and try to figure out what's going on. What is his real motivation? So I'm not helping you per se.
Oh,
right?
He doesn't need any help.
Your goal here, your.
I want to pull them back away from Amanda and slam them up against the wall. Because I'm fairly sure this guy is one of the black suits now. I want to, like, essentially get him where I want him and keep him there.
Okay, so you jump, pull him off, and slam him up against the wall. Who's doing something next?
I guess I'm telepathy-ing. Reading his mind.
Read a bad situation, I guess.
I think I'm investigating a mystery, actually. Those are the questions I'm into, right? I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, is he a creature? What's controlling him? That kind of thing. So I have a different theory. I have a theory that this guy's in the hive, right? What does an 8 do? Oh, right. That's hold 1. Good questions. I hate having 1.
Yes, the PBTA dilemma.
That's the best kind of move when you want to ask all of them, but you only get 1 or 2. Okay, I'm going to ask what sort of creature is it in the sense like, is this part of the hive or not? But you answer it the way you want to.
Using your telepathy to try to read his mind.
Yeah.
His thoughts are strange and alien. It's like there's another being in there.
Okay. I guess I'll just blurt out when you push him up against the wall. I just blurt out like, he's possessed or something. I need to get to my kit, my like witch stuff.
Edgar Moore, what are you doing?
Well, it's just the one guy. Or is it more than one guy?
Just the one guy right now. You're in the middle of a police station insulting a police officer. So what do you do?
Take my chair, go to the door, and prop it underneath the doorknob.
I mean, I'll be in the middle of like a big room with different desks and...
This is probably like an interrogation type room, or it could be used as an interrogation room as a table with some chairs around it.
I'm just kind of looking dumbfounded on all of this.
Yeah, suddenly Lucas went nuts and assaulted a police officer.
Well, and Amanda's saying, like, he's possessed.
Well, can you unpossess him?
I would say from your reading, your possession didn't seem like it felt more strange and alien mind than...
Yeah, it's not like a spirit is in him. Like, it's not like I'm casting out something. And I say as much. Like, it's not like a normal. I think maybe this is, he's part of the hive.
I'm wanting to read the police officer when Amanda says the hive. Does he go all rigid? Does he squeal like an insectoid imposter or what?
Slammed him against the wall. Like, what are you doing to try to keep him there, Lucas?
I think I'm just about done with all of this, and I'm going to bite him.
What? What?
Lucas, secret vampire.
I'm not a vampire. I just want to startle him so he doesn't try to make any sudden funny moves.
You are a hunter, though. You know the implications of, I mean, what this would look like.
Oh, you know what?
My elbow
actually,
is fine.
Actually, that's a better idea. I could kiss him. That would keep him distracted.
That freaks the hell out.
That might work on us, too.
You hear he's possessed. He's some kind of part of the hive.
I'm just going to shout out, I'm distracting him, and I'm going to kiss him.
Oh, my God, sexual harassment.
I think he's part of the hive. He doesn't care, but it will keep him where I can control him. So,
okay.
Act under pressure?
That would be act under pressure, wouldn't it?
Not for the reason you think, but yeah, it's like act under pressure.
Act under pressure, I can do that. That's a +1 for me. 7. Oh, God. Lisa, I can't mark experience, but Lisa's not a complete fail.
Well, you kiss this guy, and you feel something pressing into your mouth, and it doesn't feel like a tongue.
Oh, God. I'm gonna pull away as quick as possible.
As he pulls away, you can see, like, the tail of some strange creature that's kind of like a cross between a slug and a centipede or something, because it's got legs and weird appendages on it, but it's like all twisty and bendy, hanging out of his mouth, and it looks like it's trying to get in.
And I'm, somebody pull it out of my mouth, please.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I've been trying to take this all in.
Dad, help.
Yeah. I think this is something I'm actually... That's a partial. Are we good with the partial?
Nah.
Please use luck.
It's your son.
Use luck.
Fine. Yeah, this is, I sense the end is coming. Burn luck. Grab that thing by the tail and yoink. I hope it isn't barbed.
Wait, you grab it and pull it out. So now it's in your hand and trying to wrap around you and crawl up your arm.
No. This is where we start bashing our hand against the wall. That's not going anywhere.
Okay, kick some ass, I think.
Is it that tough? It's just a slug.
It's not trying to be on that part of your arm that's going to slam against the wall when you do it.
Mm-hmm. Can you throw it away? Can you, like, chuck it across the room?
No.
As distasteful as it is holding on to it, at least I know where it is. And I got an 8, so we bash each other against the wall.
You slam it against the wall. You see a bit of a squish, but it is now running up your arm, trying to crawl up your neck.
Somebody get that thing off of him!
I grab a chair. And I'm just going to try to.
Well, this is going to hurt.
I'm going to hit it. I'm saying sorry, Mark. Luckily, tough is not my forte. I only got +1 of that, so I'm going to bash it with a chair.
All right.
Oh my God!
Great, you killed us both.
Yes.
I'm going to use force them where I want them. I'm hitting it hard enough to knock it out of Mark, but I'm going to pin it to the floor with a chair leg.
You smack it, Mark, you get knocked back.
Yeah, I probably go flying.
Lands on the ground, you smush it with the chair. Like all the cohesion that kept it together disperses, and it's just kind of like a greasy stain on the floor.
How long was it?
Oh, maybe 6 inches.
Turn and look.
I think I start gagging because that just went down my throat.
Turn and look at the guy, and I look at...
He's collapsed on the ground.
Go over, take a pulse. Does he have a pulse?
No.
This is where we call Childs, right?
Oh, there's folks outside who want to talk to us right now.
Fortunately, this happened fast enough that I don't think it drew attention.
I unblock the door, look at the stain on the floor. I mean, it just disintegrated.
An identifiable, greasy spot.
Oh, she already knows everything that we do, more or less. So,
so Childs is here?
Yeah, if I had my phone, I would give her a call.
Gilbert, scanner, right now.
what are you going to do to me?
Just stand right there.
Okay, I guess I use telepathy.
She's confused and trepidatious and a bit pissed off.
Amanda breathes out like a sigh of relief. Like, okay, she's not one of them.
That guy was trying to take us out of here. He's part of that spooky Team 6 we told you about.
This guy? You sure? He's not a coworker of yours? Amanda points to the guy.
You see that smear on the ground? That came out of his mouth and tried to get my son's mouth. It's some kind of parasite.
Oh, shit. O'Brien.
But he's, you know, except for the bruise from being bashed against the wall.
He's dead.
Yes.
Well, hopefully his mouth was full of green slime or something like that. So, you know, at least we have some evidence that it came from his mouth.
I look at Mark aghast.
We got a dead cop right here.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't kill him, but that's we leave now or we never see the light of day again.
Oh, and where are we going to go?
I'm going to burn the hive down.
Yeah, I'm with Mark.
I am too.
All right. What are you planning on doing?
Look at Mark.
I just point to that slug. He says, like, if there's one of those, there might be dozens of them. We got to find this hive. We've got to destroy it before it takes over everyone in the city.
Oh, you mean we got to find the queen?
Or whatever. It says we're pretty damn sure it's the Lambert estate.
Yep. You might need a National Guard.
So, Childs, if you can just buy us you don't even have to do anything. Just we leave. Get what's done needs to be done, and then we pay the consequences afterwards.
I go over and grab the handcuffs and say, for show, we need to give you some plausible deniability, and I handcuff her to the table. If she'll go for that.
If this is how you guys are going to do this, good luck.
I'm just going to sneak up to Childs and like whisper in her ear, just between you and me, don't kiss any of your men right now.
I think as we leave, Amanda's like, by the way, Lucas, what the fuck?
I was trying to distract him.
And we like maybe fade on that.
Before we leave, does he have keys to a vehicle?
Are you planning to steal a police car?
I doubt very much it's a police car. It's probably like an unmarked van.
There's zero proof that this person is a SEAL Team 6 person. That's just a wild imagining in your head right now.
To be honest, they could be the same because we can't tell because we haven't kissed any of them lately.
And it makes kind of sense. These guys are really well organized. And you know what? If you got yourself a mind slug inside your head coordinating things, yeah, they'd be really well organized. It also explains why we can never sneak up on them. One of them sees us, they all know we're there.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, we can ask Sister Campbell for permission later, but we got to go in, kick ass, take names, destroy this operation.
Before we get to the farm or the Lambert estate or wherever we're going, can we stop by CVS and get like a gallon of Listerine and some Tylenol?
Yeah, my treat.
We can't go back to the troubleshooters. They'll be waiting for us.
We should go to Campbell's.
Yeah,
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
All right, so you guys make your way out and heading to Sister Campbell.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the scene here? What do you guys want to get out of this?
I think the idea for me was to get a place where we can regroup, confer with maybe a superior, maybe Campbell, get her recommendation. I don't know if we're like completely a freely operating cell who do our own things or what, but it can't hurt to like check in and then at least give her our plan, right?
Well, you want to scan her first and then give her a plan, right?
Sure. And then maybe see if we can get some resources from her or something, right? If
this is at least a blessing.
Deal.
Unless she's hive, in which case we kill her.
Let's not jump to conclusions just yet. Or paint whatever that expression is. Think the worst. So I guess we go, is she like in the local church or where would we find her?
Yeah, the local cathedral. You meet her there and hello, Mark and others.
Yeah, we kind of stepped in it, sister.
Again?
Stepped in it deep. Look over at Amanda for the thumbs up.
Yeah, okay. I scan her.
Yes, scan her, please.
I don't make... I resist the temptation of doing the woo-woo noises.
It's Sister Campbell.
Yeah, I nod.
Okay. We found out what's behind all of this. Out on the Lambert estate, there's something called the Hive, and apparently it involves these slug-like entities that take over bodies. Not sure if they're living bodies or dead. Our first evidence was when a police officer, I believe his name was Brady, tried to take over my son down at the police station. When the slug, we managed to stop it from infesting my son, but when it left the body of the police officer, it died, so... There's already going to be people looking into a dead police officer. Whether the details about the slug get out or not is another story. But now that we know that there's these hijackers out there, we have to stop them, and we have to stop them now. There's been a whole circle of strange activity revolved around this, so we're not sure what we're going to expect. There's a good chance that we might not walk out of this, but you need to know just in case other hunters need to be involved if we fail, and we need your blessing.
All right, I'll communicate this to others in the society and go with God.
Thank you. Anyone else need anything?
I do walk up to the sister and say, if this is the last time we meet, I really want to say you've been very patient with me, and I want to thank you. I know you probably can't forgive me, but you're the best nun I've ever met, and I think you're doing a great job, and I hope we can meet again.
Well, I see your desire to atone for your sins, and that is important.
Lucas walks up and offers his hand for her to shake.
All right.
Same thing as Edgar. Ma'am, I'm sorry about my misbehavior and I guess essentially who I am. I'm not going to change the fact that I'm gay, but I will stop doing other stuff if I live through this. So thank you for everything, and thank you for keeping my dad safe.
Your misdeeds are more important to correct than your orientation.
I hope I can see you again. Keep yourself safe, and don't kiss anybody. He just walks away.
That's good for the whole... She's a nun, Ninny.
Kind of sighs. Maybe I haven't made any progress with this Lucas. It's all about the kissing with him. All right, so what are you doing?
Does Amanda have any words?
For the sister? Not really. She was more here for the practical aspect. I think while you're doing all your lachrymose nonsense, she's standing there kind of awkwardly, kind of like looking around. And then when all of you are done, she's like, lets out her breath and like goes, okay, all right, so let's go.
She steps up to Amanda and goes, it is good to remember to use any talents you have for the fighting of evil. Don't be tempted by the darkness.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'll try not to be tempted. And it's like super awkward. Yeah. Like, it's pretty obvious in Amanda's bearing that she would love to be anywhere else right now.
I don't think she's going to stake the Jew or anything like that. No, I think you're safe.
Not that. It's not that. No. It's more like the witchy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now she's sort of giving me the go-ahead so long as I don't go too far down the dark side, right?
So I look at Lucas. Lucas, we need to contact your hunter friends. We need some gear.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah, what's your plan here?
Let's gear up, and we'll need to figure out how to get into the property.
Okay, so we're having the gearing up and planning scenes here.
Part of the gearing up is going to be getting a lot of propane tanks because, might need that.
Yeah.
Well, my plan is to level the place.
All right.
Remember it was the barn in the back where everything was happening at.
Yeah. That's where I was planning to start.
Share your plan.
Well, you guys are gearing up and Lucas, you like pick up something like your phone or knife or whatever. And, you notice your hand for a second. It looks like a skeletal hand.
Oh, that's not good. But in lieu of the events going on, I'm going to let it slide.
Okay.
Well, I will deal with it after we blow this place to the ground.
I like how Mark is still clueless about this.
We're probably using phones and whatever to do looking at the map. So I'm looking at Google map of the area and figure, well...
Just from a player perspective here, we could probably sit and hypothesize about all the possible things that could go wrong.
Things
will go wrong. So
yes.
Let's just kind of do the place in the dark idea. Let's have a plan, a type of plan. Are we assaulting the place? Are we sneaking in? Are we are we bluffing our way in? What are we doing?
We can forget bluff. They probably know they know what I look like, and they know what everyone else here looks like. So we can scratch bluff. So it's either going to be sneak in or assault in. Assault in will probably get us killed. We're going to have to stealth in.
Stealth in with lots of bombs.
looked at this place before. There's a brick stone wall around it, and you know there are motion sensors and cameras. There's a ravine at the back when you guys had looked at it before that had the fewest cameras and sensors.
We know there's fewer cameras back there, but they know there's fewer cameras back there too. Okay, stop the double think. Yes. That's probably our best way in.
So that's your plan, sneak in the back over the wall.
Yeah, but it means, but we got all those. Are you really married to those propane cans of yours, propane tanks?
I think they'll give us an edge.
So we each carry one on our back.
Yeah, not the truckload I would prefer, but I think we can still use that to our advantage, especially if we need to make a hole in a wall.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm not sure about anything.
Great.
So, unless somebody's got some specific move they're using, it sounds like act under pressure to climb up over the wall and sneak in.
And yeah, nobody's a burglar, unfortunately.
No. I didn't take that. All of us got a roll for this, or?
Yeah, I think just one person roll and somebody can help.
I got cool plus two.
Mine's only plus one.
Plus one.
Minus one.
You're rolling.
Okay. I'm rolling. I make it.
So what's this look like?
We're all dressed in black. You everywhere wear gray, but we're dressed in black and we're working up the ravine, carrying our ropes and butane tanks and probably what we wrapped them in cloth so they won't clang too much.
Yeah, they don't have too many moving parts.
Take the grappling hook and whip, 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 and throw it up over the wall. And it makes it over the wall. I'm just surprised that anyone else had that made it. Pull it until I get a catch, and then I give a good pull, and it's caught, and I signal, and then I'll be the last one up, and then I'll just down here hold the rope and let everyone start climbing up.
Are you making any attempts to deal with the cameras and sensors?
Well,
I could try. What would that be?
Try what?
Deal with the sensors and cameras.
Deal with them how?
This is reading a bad situation, probably to figure out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nine, you got one.
Best question would be, what's my best way in?
You go up first, and you're able to get a good look at the layout from some of your earlier drone flying and stuff. You've got an idea of where some of the cameras and motion sensors are. So you think you can pick a path where it's you're least likely to be seen or set off any of the sensors. You know, you can see where the blind spots are in their security.
I guess I'm going to leave them in then because...
Okay, once you get on here where you're going, you know there's like the main house, there's this barn, there's a kind of a guest house, carriage house, some other smaller like sheds or storage things, the greenhouse.
I guess I'll defer to Mark. So where did you want to start?
Well, I think on the side of the barn that is offers the least chance of us being seen, we can use these propane tanks and set them up and then blow them to breach the barn from a different angle from where they would have any security, use the element of surprise and just go in and tear things up.
So the barn.
Yes. The barn.
Okay. I'm going to lead them.
It appears to be the center of the activity.
So you guys make it up to the barn. You're all taking off your propane tanks and setting up some sort of explosive thing. And then what? Running back.
Hopefully a safe distance away.
Hoping it gets far away before the cigarette burns down and sets them off.
Well, I think one way to do it is might be just to crank them all open and then shoot it.
Well, that's kind of not a real accurate way of blowing something up.
Somebody give me an act under pressure to whether or not you successfully blow a hole or whether...
It's your dance, Mark.
Thanks.
Shoot away.
What's the worst that could happen?
You spend some luck.
Man. A seven. You know, I'll take that because this is a sloppy operation.
Okay, there's a kaboom, not an earth-shattering kaboom, but a kaboom. Some of the boards, the side tumble over. What do you do?
Hey, we rush forward. I got a sledgehammer. If it's not a big enough hole, I'll make it a bigger one.
Did we establish we got some weapons from Lucas's of...
If you guys want basic, like pistols or something, you can have them.
Okay. Pistols work. Charge!
Go charging in the barn. There is, in the center, there's a couple of iron poles with chains on them. There's a circle that's been drawn in the ground with occultish symbols. And on one side of this circle, there is this large, like, antique mirror.
Hmm.
A mirror. Well,
that's just begging to be smashed, isn't it?
You're the one with the hammer, yeah.
Is the mirror facing anything out of curiosity?
It's facing the center of the circle.
Is it reflecting it, or is it...
There's nothing in the circle right now for it to be reflecting.
I'm trying to, like, ask, is it a one-way mirror? Is it a two-way mirror?
No, he said it was an antique mirror. Yeah. Big ornate antique mirror with lots of frill around the edges and frame.
Got a wood frame that it's standing in.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something else. Thank you for the clarification.
All right.
As you're standing there puzzling over this, the doors open and a couple of the ops guys come running in. And that's probably where we cliffhanger it.
Works for me.
Yep.
Sure.
Should have saved one of those propane cans. We could have rolled without them. But
I'm like hustling. I don't know. Maybe I'm tired or something, but wouldn't it just have been better to just sneak into the barn instead of blowing up the wall?
Basically, I thought the entrances would be more guarded, so make our own.
All right.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to be able to do this stealthily.
Uh-uh. I guess not.
Yeah.
But cool. No, I'm not disappointed. I'm just like, hey, wait, maybe there could have been a smarter way. But hey, now we're in it.
Oh, there's probably 15 or 20 smarter ways of doing it.
To conclude the current mystery, no.
No.
Save someone from certain death or worse.
Yeah. Kind of save the senator.
I'd say so, yeah.
And me.
Yeah. You don't count.
Yes, me too.
But we do that every week.
You don't count.
We do that every show. We learn something new and important about the world. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole hive thing, yeah.
Something new and important about one of the hunters.
Amanda, maybe?
Yeah, learn that you can psychically detect the slugoids.
Well, we knew I had telepathy before, so I wouldn't count that. I think we're hinting at learning something new about Lucas with the skeletal thing, but I don't think we learned what that is.
Yeah.
Other feedback?
No, I like this one because we basically are just given a situation and there's probably better ways of dealing with it, and we basically went down the road. We just decided to go our own way.
I think we're just in full bridge burning mode right now.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to leave this town after these couple of screw-ups, so yeah.
When we're there, we're leaving this town, yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's towards a federal penitentiary or maybe Argentina.
Yeah, I think it's always a little, like, it's easy to fall into the let's plan for any and every eventuality kind of thing when you're doing, like, an operation. I'm glad we could get past that. Relatively quickly. But really, like, I think for the future, like, let's just go with a plan of attack and then cut to a scene when we're doing that, right? So instead of like saying this or that, because this, like Dirk said, this game doesn't really care about money, it doesn't really care about other currency. I don't think there's an exhaustive equipment list, so that's not really the focus. The focus is us getting to the monster and dealing with it. So we can probably hand wave a lot of that and just cut to the action.
But I like the talking.
I don't mind the talking. I don't mind us standing around a table and going, okay, so what do we know about these people? And what do we remember from last time? But when we get into like, oh, we need to buy these things because there might be an electrified fence. Then we're too far into.
I will admit I have to officially bite my tongue because one of my jobs in the Air Force was microwave communication systems and security systems. So I know a lot more about perimeter defense than Mark does.
And you know more than people who would be writing this TV show would either.
Yes. So, yeah, I thought it was appropriate to bring propane. And, of course, it explodes like Hollywood propane, not like real-world propane.
Other than that, I liked our starting scenes. Edgar in the morgue, you guys tracking the vampire and Wilkes coming to visit.
Oh, guys. That's how Brady got the body. It got up and found Brady and gave him a kiss.
What? I'm really not following.
Roberts, the dead body they got up and found in the hallway. Yeah, it probably wasn't quite dead yet, and probably had a thing inside of it, and got up and found a cop.
Oh, okay, okay. You mean he the corpse kissed the police officer,
or however they do it? Gave him the centipede tongue.
Well, I think that was a last-ditch effort because I was about to kill that one. Well, so it's like I've got to get out of this body and into another one.
Other than that, I mean, I enjoyed the whole, like, silly new media press coverage thing. Mm-hmm. That was good fun.
I wonder how many hits we got.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to chalk up Lucas as the most unprofessional monster hunter ever. Oh, yeah, I'm totally streaming, for real.
He was, though. He was streaming to the... He intended to turn it off.
Or there's our enemy. I'm going to kiss him.
I was trying to distract him. Come on now.
All said and done, though, it broke the case.
Maybe I should kiss our enemies more often.
Do you like slugs? Slug creatures?
Yeah, no.
Oh, those little feet going down your throat.
Oh, God, no, don't make me gag.
Yeah, hopefully I gave Childs enough of a plausible deniability that, you know, she wasn't implicit in our getting away.
I like the situation. I like the situation when this is how good villains work, right? They use legal means and a veneer of like legitimacy to get their shit done. Props and kudos for that.
As a note, Childs is reminding me more and more of Lieutenant Murphy every day. I just hear, God damn it, Dresden.
Well, isn't that how they all start out saying, like, they just get swept up into the craziness, and next thing you know, they're going toe to toe with you from another dimension
again.
Oh God, I really hope these aren't aliens. I really hope they're not aliens. It's like one of Lucas's fears.
See you guys next week, then.
All right, see you next week.
Bye-bye. See you in the forums.
We'll do it.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. In front of all your listener. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of all our listener, I did find out a place where people can make comments. If you're on the Podbean app, I saw a thing where it said somebody commented on an episode, and I couldn't see it anywhere. I looked at the app, and it's there.
Hmm. Oh.
But we got a whole two comments over the, over the history of the show on the app. So.
Yeah, it's an actual play _net you mentioned.
Oh, that's the one that had that burning beard review.
Oh, okay. So that's where they know us from.
If you want to contact us, we have a Facebook page. We started a Google+ community. There's our forums, sundayskypers.freeforums.org. There's email, sundayskypers@zoho.com. That's sundayskypers, all one word, @zoho.com. And, of course, there's always telepathy.